Joseph Vieira grew up on the island of Piku. His father, Nicholas, had gone to sea and worked his way up to become master of the ship Bertha. Joseph followed. Listen to his excitement in a letter to his mother in 1910.
I am going in the boat all the time. Been stove twice and thrown out once at night, but someday I will get even with them when I head the boat. I have been fast to one 90-barrel whale with two other boats, and three of us went on a long, great beat, all motorboat riding I ever had. We have 578 barrels now and are hoping to get more. I can navigate all right. I can take my own sight and Pa takes his, and we come sometimes 1 mile apart, and sometimes I make the same as him. Your loving son, Joseph.
Joseph came ashore on Fayal. He tried different jobs, but the pull of the sea was just too great.
I tried plumbing, carpentry, and working the factory, and it didn't suit me, and I'm aching to go to sea again. I can navigate as good as the average whaling captains, and know there's big money in it. If everything goes right, we will be home next fall. Tell Uncle Frank that while he's working in the cold, I will be in a warm place.
Going to sea, Joseph had to grow up quickly, as he described in a letter to his sister, Flora.
You work like the devil and get all run down. I suppose the same as you used to when we were home. You want to take care of yourself. If you don't, no one else will. We are well and I am happy. Don't know whether Pa is or not, but he is fat and well. He does not cough anymore and he has fine color. We have 850 barrels of oil and 40 pounds of ambergris. So goodbye for now from your mean old good-for-nothing brother, Joseph.
Joseph was proud of his ship and its accomplishments, although he missed his family, especially his baby sister.
I know and you know that I miss all the folks, but none as much as little Anna. I see her in every corner and nook in the cabin, and at masthead, and in my sleep, she is always in my eyes. I dream an awful lot about her. I hope she'll know me when I get back.
Joseph worked hard and wrote to his mother to reassure her that he'd made the right decision. And clearly, he liked hearing from home.
Everything out here is all right, and I'm getting along fine. I got everything I want, and I eat good. I've shipped fourth mate. You see, it's all for the best. This is the business I want, and I can't afford to lose a season. If I went home, I would not get a chance till next spring. I will lose the whole summer. By the way, you did not get any letters at St. Helena. Was the paper and ink short, or did you not have time to write? I was expecting to get a bunch of letters, and didn't get one.
Joseph joined another ship. His skills were noticed, and he was made fourth mate. He wrote to his father, who was then captain of the ship Clark.
Pa, I have been getting along all right since you left, so you can see I can take care of myself. Mr. Lopes put me in charge of the deck while restoring down, and I overheard Mr. Brown say that I was all right, so you can tell Ma not to worry. We're almost ready for sea, and I expect to go out early tomorrow morning. Captain Gibbons told Captain Cook that he had the best set of officers in the whaling business. What do you know? Your son is one of them.
Nicholas Vieira must have been a proud father. But he wasn't well, and he died back on Piku 2 years later. Joseph consoled his sister, Flora, in this letter from Las Palmas in 1913.
It is too bad that Pa went to sea all his life, and then went home to die. He wasn't feeling well in Dominica, and I told him he better go home. But he didn't want to, and I was afraid that he would think that I wanted him to leave so I can get his vessel. And I didn't say any more. Everybody told him the same thing, but he had done so poorly south that he wanted to see if he couldn't do a little better in the western grounds. He left on the 4th. I did pretty well this summer. Got 750 barrels of oil, and that's pretty good. Well, dear kid, I hope you'll get through your studies all right. By the way, I'm going to get married and bring my wife home with me. Goodbye with love, Joseph.
Many other Azoreans were attracted to the sea and to New Bedford. They settled in Little Fayal, a section of New Bedford you can see on the small map. It's just to the right of the case. You can hear more about how these immigrants and their families transformed the city and helped it flourish. Press pause now till you're ready for the next stop.